The next patient is for Dr. Oliveros. The name of the patient is Ludwina Hornido. The first name spelling is L like in Lima, U, D like in Delta, W, I, N, A. And the last name is H-O-R-N-E-D-O, Hornido. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old Hispanic female, a patient of Dr. Domenech. Domenech, D-O-M-E-N-E-C-H, that has been referred because of the presence of a multicystic kidney disease. That was diagnosed through CT scan. That was done on February the 28th of 2024. The patient has a kidney function in which the serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 21, and the estimated eGFR is 46. She has CKD stage 3A. She has a protein creatinine ratio that is 348, and also has a albumin creatinine ratio of 156. These values are somewhat improved compared to the prior determinations. The patient remains in a stable condition. She was taking metformin, but apparently had an episode of weakness, tiredness, a lot of sweating, and was evaluated by the primary, and the recommendation of stopping the administration of metformin 500 milligrams one tablet daily was made. The blood sugar has been under control. We are going to continue monitoring the kidney function and the proteinuria. I am going to pursue the approval of either an SGLT2 inhibitor or a non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor, because she will get benefit of this medication. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a severe hyperlipidemia with cholesterol of 400. The patient has myositis induced by statins. For that reason, she has been away from this medication. Finally, the patient was able to secure an appointment with the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, and hopefully he will prescribe the Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, in order to control the hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has a Barrett's esophagus on PPI, and following number, the patient has obesity with a BMI pretty close to 35. The patient's activity is limited, and I encourage the patient to follow a more active life with restriction of salt intake, restrict the fluid intake to 45 ounces in 24 hours, and decrease the amount of protein, especially products related with industrial production. A plant-based diet is highly recommended. I am going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with laboratory workup. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.